This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you're back on The Pulse, and that was Dijangka by Singaporean band Subsonic Eye. They're playing at the Tapau Fest this Saturday, which is an online music festival. You can check out tapaufest.asia.com for tickets. And that song ties in perfectly with the first story for a quickfire news roundup that we call...
By the way, we've covered this 2 weeks ago, but if you've missed out on that news... As Ali said, Tapau Fest is happening this Saturday. It's a virtual festival that's actually live, as opposed to most virtual festivals where performances are pre-recorded. And it's going to feature acts from Singapore, Indonesia, and of course, Malaysia. You can expect performances from ZRV, Forest, The Panturas, Sore, Force Vomit, No Good, Plague of Happiness, Fleur, and Guard Was Good. So recently, I spoke to Wahida, who sings for the band, Subsonic Eye, the one that you just heard earlier. And I asked her about the process of writing in Malay for the very first time and whether it's a different process at all compared to writing in English.
So normally the process is like, Dan will write a song at home, the guitarist Dan, and then after that, he'll send it to me with like all the e-drums and everything, and I'll write a melody and lyrics of it. But for some reason, when I heard the instrumentals for the song that's now Matahari, like I just couldn't write anything. And then I was like, you know what? Let's just try writing Malay. And I'm actually Malay, and I was actually pretty good in Malay in school, but I can't really write great Malay now. So, but when I wrote Matahari in Malay, it was like, it introduced me to like a lot of different kinds of like tones and like vocal inflections that like English doesn't have.
Mm-mm.
And it's, I think it's super interesting. I think like if someone, I would encourage anyone who like has the second language or whatever, just to try out singing in a different language, because it's just like, it is really cool. It's really fun.
You guys will be performing at Tapau Fest, which is on the 30th this Saturday, which it's a bit interesting because normally for virtual festivals and all that, it's always pre-recorded, right? But for Tapau Fest, it's live. Is that a good thing or bad thing for you?
No difference, I think. Because normally when it's like recorded, they don't even show us the thing. So when they do put it live, it's like my first time watching it also. So kind of no difference. The only difference is that I can't see the comments, because sometimes there's like comments going on when the band's playing. But yeah. I think it'd be same, but I feel like more connected, you know, because like everyone's really here watching it at the same time when it's happening. Yeah. So maybe that part might be really exciting.
Any like sneak peeks in terms of new songs that you guys will be dropping?
No new songs.
That was Wahida, vocalist for Singaporean band Subsonic Eye, who will be performing at this Saturday's Tapau Fest. Do head on over to www.tapaufest.asia for more info. Do stay tuned. In November, we will air that full interview with Wahida from Subsonic Eye. That's on Wavelength, coming soon.
By the way, yesterday, legendary rock and roll band Led Zeppelin announced that they have finally landed on TikTok.
Wow.
Yeah, so if you're wondering why this made the news, here are some reasons. Number one, Led Zeppelin, you know, they're considered to be one of the biggest rock and roll bands of all time. They have a huge following worldwide. And on top of that, you know, TikTok, as we know, they've been the fastest growing app, surpassing YouTube for average watch time in the UK and the US. This is as of September this year. So big band coming on a big platform. And although TikTok might sound out of place for an old band like Led Zeppelin to be on, it's actually quite trendy, as we know, right? And this year, especially, a few other music icons have opened up TikTok accounts, most notably the Beatles. ABBA also launched their TikTok page since they reformed recently. A quick check earlier, I just found out that this Led Zeppelin TikTok account already has 90,000 followers.
Wow.
Yeah, in like a couple of days, which is not surprising at all considering the following. And so with this, now TikTok users can play Led Zeppelin songs. You know, they put up their full discography for users to soundtrack their videos to. And they'll also likely use this account, much like many bands' accounts on TikTok, to post artworks, you know, archived live footages and more, I guess, nostalgia stuff with Led Zeppelin. So if you haven't followed, go check it out. The handle on TikTok is at Led Zeppelin.
I guess you can't afford not to be on TikTok these days.
I suppose so. And you know, it is totally a business move. Many people claim that TikTok users are much younger audience, and this is, you know, a good thing to see older generation bands and musicians getting on the platform and trying to reach out to younger people, because as you remember, TikTok were the ones who repopularized Fleetwood Mac's dreams with that video, right?
Yep.
So, you know, I think many old bands are thinking maybe we could get on there and get viral again.
And that's all we have for, by the way. Right after a short break is our review of the latest album of Mount High Club, Going, Going, Gone, together with a very special guest. So do stay tuned. Keep it locked right here on The Pulse, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.